presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
Washington Post World.
February 13, 5:18 America, New York. Nuclear-armed Pakistan reaches for IMF loan to avoid default. Officials and analysts say nuclear-armed and cash-strapped Pakistan will impose billions in new taxes to court a massive bailout, but they warn the move could cause inflation to escalate.
New York Times World News.
February 13, 5:11 America, New York. China's top airship scientist said he sent one over North America in 2019. Corporate records and media reports reveal an airship scientist at the center of China's high-altitude balloon program. Companies he has founded were among those targeted by Washington. A high-altitude balloon floating over Billings, Montana, earlier this month. Time.
February 13, 5:10 America, New York. TIME 100 Impact Award recipients honor Syrian and Turkish earthquake victims. More than 200 guests gathered at the second annual Time 100 Impact Awards and Gala, on the seventh floor of Dubai's Museum of the Future. Celebrities and award recipients began the ceremony in solemnity, honoring the more than 33,000 victims in the devastating earthquake that impacted northwest Syria and Turkey on Feb.
Washington Post World.
February 13, 5:10 America, New York. Portugal Church sex abuse study finds 512 alleged victims. A committee that has been examining historic child sex abuse in Portuguese Catholic Church says 512 alleged victims have come forward.
New York Times World News.
February 13, 5 o'clock America, New York. How teens recovered from the TikTok tics. A wave of teenagers who developed tics during the pandemic has receded, illustrating the powerful influence of stress on the body and the resilience of adolescents. Aiden, 18, developed involuntary tics after watching videos on TikTok posted by teenagers claiming to have Tourette's syndrome.
BBC News World.
February 13, 4:38 America, New York. China says U.S. sent more than 10 balloons into airspace. Beijing accuses Washington of illegally entering their airspace on multiple occasions in the past year.
Washington Post World.
February 13, 4:35 America, New York. Thousands march in Israel as Netanyahu allies push overhaul. Thousands of Israelis are protesting outside the country's parliament building ahead of a preliminary vote on a bill that would give politicians greater power over appointing judges.
New York Times World News. February 13, 3:59 America, New York. Cambodia's leader shuts independent news outlet ahead of election. The leader, Hun Sen, was not satisfied with an apology he received from the outlet after it wrote about his son, a lieutenant general. The office of the online media outlet Voice of Democracy in Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
Mirror World News.
February 13, 3:11 America, New York. Thousands without power and flights cancelled as Cyclone Gabrielle hammers New Zealand. Cyclone Gabrielle plunged around 46,000 homes into darkness and forced some areas to declare a state of emergency just 2 weeks after a record-breaking storm killed 4 people in New Zealand.
RT World News.
February 13, 3:01 America, New York. U.S. shoots down another airborne object over its territory. The incident comes after Washington accused Beijing of using balloons for espionage. A U.S. F-16 fighter jet shot down an airborne object over Lake Huron in Michigan on Sunday, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, said.
BBC News World.
February 13, 2:42 America, New York, South China Sea. Philippines says China used military-grade laser against boat. The military-grade laser temporarily blinded the Filipino crew in the South China Sea, it says.
RT World News.
February 13, 2:40 America, New York. Berlusconi floats cash for ceasefire deal in Ukraine. Washington should offer a new Marshall Plan to Kiev, but only after the hostilities are brought to an end, the ex-Italian PM said.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
February 13, 2:17 America, New York. Possible that hostile China has sent spy balloons over UK. A minister has claimed it is possible Chinese spy balloons have already flown over the UK as the government launches a security review into the threat. Pick Chad Fish, AP.
BBC News World.
February 13, 2:12 America, New York. Cambodia's Hun Sen shuts down independent media outlet Voice of Democracy. Hun Sen closes one of the last remaining independent outlets just months before an election.
Fox World News.
February 13, 2/11 America, New York, Gaza residents speak of Hamas brutality amid desires for peace in the region. To help the people in Gaza, the narrative promoted by Hamas that all Palestinians support resistance and war needs to be rewritten, say those behind the video series, Whispered in Gaza.
Mirror World News.
February 13, 1/49 America, New York, woman in desperate bid to rescue alligator kept in pond with snout taped shut. Amber Locke believes that an alligator trapper probably bound the reptile when attempting to extract it from the pond, before losing grip of the creature and failing to remove the tape in time.
Mirror World News.
February 12, 2344 America, New York, terrifying huge chasm appears in Earth's crust sparked by giant Turkey earthquakes. Despite the devastation, rescuers continue to have some success in their desperate search for survivors. On Saturday, a 2-year-old boy was found alive after being buried in the rubble for 133 hours.
The Washington Times Stories. Advocacy.
February 12, 2255 America, New York, Philippines, China ship hits Filipino crew with military-grade laser light. A Chinese Coast Guard ship twice hit a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser light that caused temporarily blinded some of its Filipino crew in the disputed South China Sea. The Philippine Coast Guard said Monday, calling the act a blatant violation of Manila's sovereign rights.
Time.
February 12, 2229 America, New York, Rihanna confirms pregnancy following Super Bowl halftime show. Rihanna is pregnant with her second child. She has yet to make an announcement herself, but representatives for the superstar confirmed the news Sunday night after speculation ran rampant online when she made her long-awaited return to the stage after a 5-year musical hiatus.